Let's talk about your team. No, wait. Let's talk about getting massive support. You know, there's a lot of talk about getting a great team for your business, and there's really two good reasons for having a team. Number one is talent, and number two is bandwidth. You know, it's very difficult to be very good at everything, and it's nearly impossible to be excellent at everything. And if you have a company of any size, it's impossible to do everything. You need support. You need legal support, accounting support, administrative support, marketing support, in some cases sales support or customer service support. Think of yourself as the owner and conductor of a symphony orchestra. You hire the players, you pick the songs, you rent the hall, you are in charge of every aspect of every performance. Nothing happens until you pick up the baton and then you make the beautiful music. Or, in the lack of great leadership, you have complete chaos. So forming your team is one of the most important things that you can do. And I often say that the most important question in business is, who can I get on my team to help me form a great team? I'm going to say that again. Who can I get on my team to help me form a great team? If you have not built a business team before, then by all means get somebody on your team who has built a great team before. Let them help you figure out who should be on the first team and the second team. Let them help you figure out what their roles and responsibilities are and what their duties will be and what their talents need to be and their experience levels need to be in order for you to have a great team that's just right for your stage of business. You know, great teams combine to have great expertise in every area of the business. They work well together and they support each other with great synergy. They communicate, they collaborate, and they cooperate with each other. They show up every day eager, enthusiastic, energized, and excited. And because they have such great experience and they work so well together, they avoid a lot of problems and they quickly solve the problems that come up. There's a lot of different ways of looking at your team. One of the ways is the legal relationship that you have between them. There's three different types of legal relationships that you can have with team members. They can be employees of yours, they can be contractors and consultants, or they can be partners of yours. And each one of those different legal relationships takes different paperwork and takes a different mindset when it comes to managing them as well. For partners, you have marketing partners, sales partners, technology development partners, and operational partners. And in every case, the design, the implementation, and the management of those partner relationships takes great leadership skills. Another way to look at your team is the mindset of your team and what they actually do with you and for you. You may have teammates who roll up their sleeves and help you do the work. You may have cheerleaders who encourage you and spur you on. You may have coaches. You may have umpires. And you may have advisors. One important concept here is that coaches come in two different flavors. Coaches, to me, when I was growing up, always meant the athletic coach, the guy with the whistle on the side of the field or the side of the court, who is blowing the whistle and telling people what to do. In the old days, when you coached somebody, you gave them advice, you gave them direction, you told them what to focus on, you told them what plays to run, and you essentially ran the show. Today, we have a totally different type of coaching I call indirect coaching, in which coaches are trained to just ask good questions. Coaches today normally don't give advice and they don't do stuff. In fact, that's their mantra. Instead, they help you decide what it is that you want to do and hold you accountable to the decisions that you make by asking good questions. So when you go to get a coach, make sure that you understand if you're getting a coach that will also act as an advisor and an umpire, or if you're getting a coach that will just help you figure things out for yourself. One of the roles of a great team is the umpire, and in fact, there are very few good umpires left in the world today. In our society today, we have a tremendous aversion to confrontation, and that means umpires are very rare. Having somebody on your team that will call you on your stuff, that will tell you when you are out of bounds and tell you when you are going off the rails, is absolutely critical to your success. And having great advisors who have experience, who can give you the advice that comes from their years of personal hands-on experience, is priceless on your team. One of the mistakes that I see people make when it comes to their team is that they confuse their cheerleaders with their umpires and advisors. They might get a lot of encouragement from the guy next door or from their brother-in-law, but that doesn't mean this person has a great perspective on what it takes to start and grow a business. It doesn't mean that your cheerleader has any sense at all about how the market is going to accept your products and services. So don't make that mistake. Make sure you know that when you're talking to a teammate, whether they're coming from the position of a cheerleader or coming from the position of an umpire or advisor. Another way to look at your team is in their functional responsibilities. In the key performance areas of business, we talk about marketing, sales, financial management, operational support, product development, and customer service. When you have a great team, you have all of these areas covered by either yourself or your teammates. And one of the exercises I'm going to ask you to do at the end of this section on leadership is to write down who on your team is responsible for marketing, who on your team is responsible for sales and the other key performance areas. And you might also make a note as to whether this person is a real teammate or whether they're an advisor or whether they're a cheerleader for you so that you make sure that you've got a good balance for that. Bottom line is that you need to get both experience and talent on your team. If you have inexperienced, untalented people, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Inexperienced but talented people are good, and experienced but untalented people are bad. So make sure that when you get a teammate that it's a combination of both talent and experience. And here's a tip. Your team has to change over time. Every time you go through a growth phase of your business, it's time for you as a leader to step up to your responsibility to reform your team. Some people won't be a good fit at a start, but will be better teammates for you later on. Some people will be good when you first start your business, but they won't be good 6 months, a year, or 2 years from now. Some people will outgrow the position that you have put them in, and other people will have the position outgrow their talents and experience, and they won't be able to keep up with the changing position requirements. Forming your team is an ongoing process. I oftentimes think that football coaches have it easy because they have a defined season that's 5 or 7 months long, and they get an opportunity to change their team at the beginning of every season. But we in business don't have it so easy. There aren't so many defined seasons in most businesses. So when it comes to noticing that your team is a little bit out of balance, it's your responsibility to notice that, and it's your responsibility to take action to fix that. The final concept when it comes to building your team is the concept of massive support. You know, I've been a student of small businesses for a long, long time, and one of the things that I've noticed is that some businesses have an extremely low probability of success, and some businesses have an extremely high probability of success. And there's two differences in between the low probability businesses and the high probability businesses. The high probability businesses have proven business models and they have massive support. One of the most important examples of this is microloan programs in developing countries. Imagine that you have a small village and somebody has given you $500 in your bank account. It is the only asset of everybody in the entire village. Whenever they want to set up a new business, whenever typically a young mother comes to them and says, I want to start a business, they will take the $500 and invest it in inventory, invest it in a building or a facility, and it is the only asset of the village. All of the women in the village come together to mentor, to manage, to coach, to encourage the individual that they've just invested in because the cost of failure is astronomical. If that business does not succeed, the $500 is gone and they'll never be able to start another business. They have to succeed. So the entire village rallies around this new business and makes sure that that new business owner is successful. Out in our own Wild West here in the United States, when a saloon started up, or the grocery store, or the general store started up, it had to succeed. And all of the people rallied around that particular new business to make sure that it was profitable and sustainable because the future of their town depended upon it. But now in our local communities, this whole concept of supporting each other locally has practically disappeared. So it's your responsibility to go out and get the massive support for yourself. the community is not likely to rally around you like it does in developing countries or in the old Wild West. It's your responsibility as a leader to make sure that you have the massive, massive support that you need to be successful in your business. Now take just a second and list the team that you have and grade them on how effective they are in doing their roles and responsibilities, whether they're a cheerleader, an umpire, an advisor, or a true teammate, whether they're a contractor or an employee or a partner, and take a few minutes and analyze the team that you have in place right now so that you can make some good decisions about how to get massive, talented, experienced support for your team.